Chapter 7. Hop to it. He must have jumped out, I yelp. Did you see him leave?
No, Jonah says, but I wasn't paying complete attention.
Can frogs climb? I think they can. Yes, their little feet can be like suction cups and stick to surfaces. He must have climbed up the wall and hopped away while the princess was being mean to me. But why would he do that? Arg!
Now what? Jonah asks.
I frown. Now I really have to get out of the well. We have to find that frog. Jonah, are you sure there's no rope or bucket there?
I'm sure.
Is there anything else you can use to pull me up?
Maybe a branch? He asks. From one of the giant Jack and the Beanstalk trees?
I snort laugh. Okay, go get a branch.
Be right back.
Luckily, my brother is an excellent tree climber. He disappears, and a few minutes later, he dangles a very long branch down the well. The branch is brown and rough, with some smaller, skinnier branches and lots of leaves. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to hold on to exactly.
Those trees are really huge, Jonah says, and I think I saw a monkey.
Great. Just get me out.
And guess what? He adds, scratching his head. I had another Mary Rose memory.
A helpful one? Like maybe Mary Rose once had to find a missing talking frog and found him in... I look at my brother expectantly, hoping he'll fill in the blank Mad Lib style.
When Mary Rose was a kid, Jonah says instead, she loved to eat bananas. Seeing the monkeys made me remember.
Arg. More totally useless information. Okay, then. Good to know. Let's focus on getting me out of here.
Hold on to the branch and climb, Jonah instructs.
But how? I ask. There are too many leaves.
Wait! Itchy head! Jonah shouts. I need to scratch.
Ah, that's better.
Okay, grab the branch.
Take these, I say and throw him my flip-flops.
You're wearing shoes? He asks.
Yes.
Why didn't you bring me shoes?
I'm sorry, I was in a rush. Can we discuss this once you get me out, please? He holds the branch steady for me, and I grab hold. I slip a few times, but I climb slowly and finally make it up. I grab hold of the top of the well, and Jonah pulls me over the edge.
Ah!
I say as my feet finally touch dry ground. We did it. I blink in all the sunlight. It's hot out. As horribly hot as the princess said it was. And muggy. It was much cooler in the well. My soaking wet pajamas are sticking to me even more now. Jonah hands me back my flip-flops and I slip them on. I look around and try to get my bearings. There's a long road that the princess must have ridden her horse down. We're in a clearing where she had probably been tossing her ball. It's surrounded by trees. Huge trees, like Jonah said. Not exactly beanstalks, but I see where he was coming from. The trees are about 100 feet high and at least 5 feet wide. All around me, birds are chirping. A black, yellow, and red one swoops next to me. Oh! It looks like the toucan on the Fruit Loops box with its long, curved beak. I think we're in a tropical forest. The sun is certainly hot enough. I can see it through the leaves, smack in the middle of the sky. I guess that means it's middle of the day here? Noon? One? Something like that? I glance at my watch. It's 12:20 in the morning at home. Since we left at midnight, that means that only 20 minutes have passed at home. Since I was in the well for at least an hour, that means time passes faster here than it does in Smithville. Maybe 3 times as fast? My parents wake us up at 7, so we have 6 hours and 40 minutes of Smithville time before we need to be home. If you multiply that by 3, that's 20 hours. We have 20 hours to stay in this fairy tale. That's enough time, right?
Frederick! I call out. Where did you go?
No reply. No croaky little voice. Only the sounds of birds chirping.
Froggy! I call out again. Here, Froggy, Froggy! Where could he be? I turn to Jonah. Where would he go? Prince barks. Then he pants. He must be thirsty. Poor doggy doggy. Frogs like the water, Jonah says, rubbing Prince's head. But he just left the well, I remind him. There was water in there. Jonah thinks for a second. Maybe he went to find other water. Fresher water that doesn't have people in it. Good point. Maybe. But where is the other water? I don't see any water anywhere around, only trees. Can you climb back up the tree and look around? Definitely, Jonah says. Give me a sec. You should come up with me, Abby. There's a ton of huge birds in there. I'll take your word for it, I say. I've done enough climbing for one day. Jonah scrunches up his face and then grabs hold of a tree. The trunk is really tall, but it takes him only 2 minutes to climb up. Prince barks, cheering him on. Jonah disappears inside the leaves, and I can't see him anymore. Jonah, you okay? I yell. You haven't gotten eaten by one of the Fruit Loops birds, have you? No, he calls down. I'm okay. Can you see anything? Yes. Hey, I see a black horse-drawn carriage. Maybe the princess is inside. Wasn't the princess just on horseback? I ask. Oh, right, Jonah says. Maybe the princess's parents are in the carriage. Forget the princess and the carriage. We have to find Frederick. We can't let him get away. We have to help him change back. He has to save his kingdom from his evil sister. We have to rescue the 10-year-old she put in prison. Do you see water anywhere? I ask. I see a stream over there, Jonah says. Where's there? I can't see you. There! I roll my eyes. I have no idea where there is. Just make sure you know which direction we need to go in and come down. A few minutes later, Jonah lands with a thud and a smile on his face. I saw a baby monkey. It was so cute. Careful with the animals, I warn. I was! I didn't touch it. Not really. Only its toe. Just lead the way. Jonah points to the right, and I follow him down the path. Prince goes running ahead of us. So that girl wasn't Tiana? Jonah asks as we walk. No, Tiana didn't start out as a princess, I remind him. But does kissing a princess change the frog back in the real story? No, I say again. In the Grimm version, the princess throws the frog against the wall, and that's what changes him into a prince. Ouch. Yeah, but there are lots of versions of the story. In the Disney movie, a kiss undoes the curse. Well, first a kiss turns Tiana into a frog, but then a kiss also undoes it. In some versions, the frog has to sleep on the princess's pillow. I smile. I know my brother will like the next one. And in other versions, the princess has to chop off the frog's head. His eyes light up. No way! Way, I say. My brother is not as familiar as I am with the fairy tales. He never really paid attention when our Nana read them to us. Since we found the magic mirror in the basement, I've been rereading a lot of the tales to better prepare myself for our adventures. Jonah has not. He's been climbing trees. Good thing both our interests have come in handy today. We continue walking. The forest is quiet and not quiet at the same time. I can hear birds making all kinds of chirps and caws. There it is, Jonah says a few minutes later. Yay! I took us the right way. In front of us is a small stream of blue-green-brown water. The stream isn't very wide, but is moving fast over rocks. And who is sitting on one of the rocks? A frog! A frog with the same brown spots and regal posture. There he is, I say. I give Jonah a well-deserved high five. Frederick, I say. Hi, we need to talk to you. Frederick jumps onto another rock. No, wait, I tell him. Don't be afraid of us. We have an idea. Instead of answering, he hops off the rock and leaps into the stream. No, Frederick, come back! I shout. But he ignores me, hopping from rock to tiny rock in the water. Both sides of the stream are lined by the huge trees and all kinds of colorful flowers. What if he disappears into the tropical forest? We'll never find him. We have to help him. If we don't, he could be stuck as a frog forever. Prince messed up the story, and now Frederick is our responsibility. The fate of the entire kingdom of Frogville is our responsibility. Wait! Jonah calls to him. He runs along the shore in the direction Frederick is going. Stop! I start running too. So does Prince. But the faster we run, the faster Frederick leaps. He's leaping from rock to rock to rock, and he's faster than we are. And the stream is getting wider. He's getting away from us. Look! Jonah says. A boat! Up ahead is a small, rusty canoe. Let's take that! Perfect, I say. I'm not sure why there is a random boat abandoned there, but who am I to say no to a canoe? Not that I've ever been in a canoe before, but how hard can it be? I step inside and Prince jumps in beside me. I'll push us out, Jonah says. He shoves the canoe farther into the water, and then we're moving! Jonah runs through the water and jumps behind me into the boat. We're canoeing! We are on our way! We're going down the stream! Hurrah! We're coming, Frederick! We're coming! Wait. We're missing something. Something very important. Jonah! I ask as we zip along the stream. Where are the paddles? Paddles? He repeats. Yes, paddles, to steer the canoe. We don't need paddles, he says. We're moving on our own. We're about to catch Frederick. I see him right over... Jonah looks at the rocks again. Hey, where is he? He bites his lip, squinting. There he is, Jonah shouts. He's sitting on that big grayish, brownish, whitish rock up ahead. I'm going to reach out and grab him when we get up to him. Hold my legs. The canoe is moving fast. But if Jonah can reach Frederick, we'll have our froggy friend in the boat with us in a second. Now, Jonah says, sticking out his arms. Careful, Jonah, careful! I hold my brother's legs tight as he reaches over to grab Frederick. Prince barks and leans over the side of the boat, too. Almost got him! Almost got him! I got him! Jonah calls out. He uses both hands to catch Frederick and holds tight. Don't squash him, I yell. Jonah leans back into the boat, his hands cupped in front of him. I'm not, Jonah says. He opens his fingers. Hi, Frederick. It's us. Don't be afraid. We're here to help. Frederick just stares. Wait a minute. This frog is smaller than I remember. More of a brownish color, not so green. And his eyes aren't as bulgy. I stare at the frog. Didn't Frederick have more spots on him? Jonah, are we sure this is Frederick? I ask. Huh? My brother says. Oh, right. Jonah didn't see Frederick up close like I did. Prince sniffs the frog for a second, causing Frederick to freeze in fear. Don't scare him! I tell Prince. I bend down to study the frog in Jonah's hand. The spots are similar, but not exactly the same. And maybe all frogs have regal posture? I don't think this frog is Frederick, I say. Jonah stares at the frog. Oops, how do we know for sure? Are you Frederick? I ask the frog. Say something if you are. The frog looks at both of us. Ribbit? He asks in a croak. He can't talk, I cry. It's not Frederick. Frederick can talk.
Is he even a frog? Jonah asks. He might be a toad.
What's the difference?
I'm not sure. I think toads are wartier, and this guy is pretty warty.
Great. Just great, I say.
What do I do with him?
Jonah asks, still holding the frog slash toad gingerly in his palms. Let him go, I order. Jonah holds his hands out toward the water.
Jump, froggy, jump!
The frog slash toad that is not Frederick doesn't jump. He just sits, big-eyed, looking terrified, which is understandable considering how fast we're going in the canoe. I can hear the wind whistling through my hair. My stomach lurches. Prince sticks his neck out of the boat, enjoying the breeze in his face. Jonah, how do we stop this thing if we don't have paddles? I ask nervously.
Aren't there brakes? Jonah asks.
Do you see brakes? I yell. The frog slash toad that is not Frederick starts to quake at my very loud voice.
Abby, Jonah says. I just remembered something.
Jonah has that strange look on his face. He must have another of Mary Rose's memories. Probably that she once sang a lullaby on a windy day, or something else totally useless.
Is it about canoeing? I ask, trying to be positive.
He scratches his head.
It is! Mary Rose was good at canoeing.
Oh, yay!
Did she ever stop a boat?
Yes, he exclaims.
Great!
How? I ask.
With paddles, he says.
Arr. Thanks for nothing, Mary Rose's memories, I yell. We have to stop this canoe! We're going faster and faster down the stream now. The water around us is getting choppier and choppier. I reach out to grip the sides of the boat. There are no handles. There are no seat belts. There is no way to stop the canoe.
I've always wanted to go whitewater rafting, Jonah exclaims.
I haven't, I shout. I am not really a fan of the water, especially not without life jackets.
I'm sure the water will slow down soon,
Jonah says, but he doesn't sound convinced. I hold on tight, very tight, and then I see it. Up ahead, there's a drop. The water dives down. It's a waterfall.
Seriously? Brace yourself!
I shout over the sound of the rushing water. Prince howls. We are heading straight for it. The canoe is moving faster and faster. I scream as we sail right over the edge.